USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The long-awaited evacuation from a sprawling Soviet-era steel plant in Mariupol was underway Sunday. A UN humanitarian spokesman told the Associated Press that the evacuation is being done with the International Red Cross Committee in coordination with Ukrainian and Russian officials. It's believed that 100,000 people are still in the southern port city. That includes up to 1,000 civilians and 2,000 Ukrainian fighters beneath the steel plant. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a Democratic congressional delegation are the latest officials to pay Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky a visit this weekend. She told him the U.S. is committed to be there until the fight is done. It's the first official congressional delegation visit to Ukraine since Russia began invading it a couple of months ago. A pair of Republican lawmakers visited the country last month. With Pelosi being second in line to the presidency, she's the most senior American official to travel to Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 I use daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.
Officials are continuing to battle a wildfire out west.
Officials in northern New Mexico urge residents in more than 24 communities to immediately evacuate Saturday ahead of a massive blaze that exploded in size in one day. The Calf Canyon fire began last week and combined with the Hermit's Peak fire, which was already burning near Las Vegas, New Mexico. By Saturday morning, Calf Canyon has scorched more than 97,000 acres.
USA's Mariah Bowen reporting. President Biden plans to gather with other dignitaries in Minneapolis, Minnesota to remember former Vice President Walter Mondale at a memorial service. Mondale died in April of 2021 at age 93, but his family delayed services for a year due to the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden wanted to attend the memorial because he had an important personal relationship with Mondale. Biden has described Mondale as, quote, one of our nation's most dedicated patriots and public servants. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Operation Lone Star has received a financial boost.
Texas approved $495 million to fund the Texas National Guard deploying along the U.S.-Mexico border. The funds have been reallocated from other state agencies. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying Texas will not sit on the sidelines as President Biden continues to turn a blind eye to the crisis at our southern border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A member of British Parliament has resigned after he admitted to watching pornography twice in the House of Commons. Neil Parish was suspended Friday from the Conservative Party over allegations. He tells the BBC that the first time it was an accident, but the second time he did that deliberately.
And the one thing I wasn't doing, and which I will take to my grave as being true, is I was not actually making sure people could see it. In fact, I was trying to do quite the opposite. I was wrong what I was doing.
Paris says his biggest crime was looking at it a second time while waiting to vote on the side of the chamber. School officials in Rochester, New York, are investigating allegations that a white teacher told his class of mostly black students to pick seeds out of cotton and put on handcuffs during lessons on slavery in the 7th grade social studies class. The teacher has been put on leave while the school system investigates. They came to light after an appalled parent posted on Facebook that her daughter was confronted with the lesson on Tuesday. Listen to news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.